Welcome to 721 Live. I'm Sam Hunter. I'm glad you're with us. It's Friday. I love Fridays. Let's just push back on all the business and confusion and distractions and see what God might have to say to us today, the Holy Spirit speaking to us, because we've been talking about the Holy Spirit moving through the book of Acts, through that first century. We're talking about that all summer, and we're going to continue to talk about it. And today, I want to look at it through the angle of what we call green lights and red lights that we get from the Holy Spirit in the way of guidance. And we'll get to that discussion in just a minute. Let me remind you that 721 Live is the radio arm of 721 Ministries, and you can find out all about us on our website, www.721ministries.org. That's the numbers, 721ministries.org. We're on Facebook at 721 Ministries. Check us out. You'll find all kind of different things on the website, past radio shows, a Putting Green blog that we write each week. 721ministries.org. Okay. The Holy Spirit is the missing link from our relationship with Jesus to our walk through this day-to-day life. Last week we challenged ourselves, if you just tried to add Jesus to your life like an addition to your house, or have you really been committed to a whole house renovation? It's sort of like Paul asking those disciples that he bumped into in Ephesus that had been baptized with the baptism of John. But he asked them this: did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Did you take God into your mind only? Or did you also embrace him with your heart? Did he get inside of you? And that's what we're talking about. That's what we're saying. Did he get inside of you? Is the Holy Spirit really moving through you? Because I would ask, are you trying to just add Jesus to your life? Or do you want to have your entire life absorbed into the life of Jesus? To participate in his kingdom, in his way. Because, as we said, adding Jesus to our lives, that makes us just a spectator, not a participant. And the promise from God, Peter tells us this, he was a former spectator. And in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, he says, he, God, has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature. What a special promise. The Holy Spirit inside of you moves you to participate. You are a participant in the divine nature. But see, that's not just going to church or following religion or just being a spectator. That's a whole house renovation. That's getting inside and renovating from the studs out. And it is a process, but we humans, we are loath to submit to that, aren't we? I mean, I'm the same way. Over the years, I've done it the hard way. I've done it room by room. Yeah, okay, God, I'm willing to work in this area, but let me keep these other areas because I'm comfortable in there. And that, anytime you do that in remodeling, I used to be in the renovation business, it takes longer. The mess is a whole lot more. The irritation, the frustration, the aggravation, they all go up, and it costs. It costs so much more. Until recently. See, now, lately I've actually been pleading for a whole house renovation. None of this remodeling stuff for me, none of this room by room. Renovate from the studs out is what I want. Because Jesus' promise of power, which he promises, it powered the apostles throughout Acts, throughout the first century. This Holy Spirit power that was promised has powered everything through the last 2,000 years, right now into the 21st century, wherever you are in your life of following Christ. I'm telling you, if you will start to tap into this Holy Spirit power, if you'll wake up every day and say, I want to call on the power of the Holy Spirit within me. I don't know where you'll want to use me or how you'll want to work, but I want to tap into that power. I want to live the life that you want for me, that you promised me. I want to be a full-fledged participant. And when you start tapping into that power, I promise you, you haven't seen anything yet. Jesus' promise of this power is linked directly to the Holy Spirit. That's the link, but sadly for most of us, it's the missing link. But as we renovate, as we allow more of this movement of the Holy Spirit inside and out, we start seeing these green lights and red lights. We start getting this clarity. Jesus promises a life of clarity and energy and creativity through the Holy Spirit. He said, you know, when he's sitting with his pals in the last night in the upper room, John 16, he says specifically, the Holy Spirit's going to guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit will guide you. The Holy Spirit will counsel you. He'll direct you. That was the promise, and it's still a promise. You read Acts. That's what I encourage you to do. Go back and read Acts. It is replete with example upon example of the Holy Spirit doing precisely what Jesus said he would do. He guides the apostles with green lights. And there they are sitting around at the church in Antioch, and they're praying and they're fasting. And the Holy Spirit, well, let me just read it to you. It's Acts 13. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. The Holy Spirit will give you those kind of green lights. Yes, go do this. At Acts chapter 10, we see Peter. He's up on the roof. He's meditating and praying. And he's been up to this point working with the Jews, you know. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit comes in and says, Peter, I want you to go see Cornelius, that Gentile. I want you to go see him. It's part of my plan. It's okay. You go see him. The Holy Spirit will give you those kind of green lights. You know it. You've sensed that before. But he'll also convict us and protect us with red lights. You know, he tells Paul in Acts 16, do not go to Asia. Do not go to Asia. I have other plans for you. I don't want you doing that. That's a clear sign of a red light. He'll convict us and he'll protect us with these red lights. He'll convict us of the sin we're getting ready to commit. He'll convict us of the bad choices we're getting ready to make. He'll say, stop doing that. Don't do that. Stop doing it. Those are red lights. He'll protect us with red lights and even yellow lights where he says, you know, slow down. You don't know where that's going to lead you. That's not going to turn out to be a positive thing. We see this sort of red light, green light, yellow light combination with Paul when he's writing and talking in Acts 20, verses 22-23. Paul says this, and now compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there, but I see the green light. I've been compelled. And I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me, yellow lights, that prison and hardships are facing me. The Holy Spirit will guide you with these, what I call, yellow lights, green lights, red lights, step by step as you walk through life. You can have that, sensing God's will for you in your day-to-day life. What a great God we serve. And you can have that, see. It's not just for super Christians or just for the apostles back in the first century. God promises you this clarity day by day, step by step, walking through life, sensing God's will as you encounter different conversations with people, as you encounter conflicts, challenges, decisions you have to make. The green lights will say, yes, 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 definitely, do that. Go, see, help, write that check. Yes, take that step. Step out in faith. And the red lights will say, stop, no, don't. And you know that. You've heard those. Next week we'll talk, and the week after that, about whether we actually listen to them. But we get those red lights. You've experienced that. But you can have that as you flow through life day to day. There will be times, yes, where you want to pull back and say, okay, I really don't know. And I want to ask the Lord's guidance on this. And I need to step back and wait for a while. But that is not the bulk of the time. That's really a smaller percentage. Most of the time, you just keep moving with the Holy Spirit's guidance. He's guiding you into all truth. See, with the Holy Spirit inside, you've already got this. You just call on the power. Jesus, I just want you to notice this now. He promises the Holy Spirit will guide you. The way of Jesus through this powerful Holy Spirit is to guide you, not to frog march you into a set of dogmatic doctrines and rules. He's going to guide you, not frog march. This is the gentle rhythm of the Holy Spirit. It's guiding. It's forcing. It's not forcing. It's just guiding and moving us through. Jesus did not bring with him a new set of top 10 commandments. He didn't bring an additional set of behavioral rules that we have to follow. He brought with him a new way. See, not more rules, but a new way. But actually, it was the old way. It was the same way. It's just the people had missed it. I mean, in the desert, the Israelites, they're led during the day by a cloud, and they're led during the night by a fire. Moses, Abraham, Gideon, David, the prophets, they all had these green lights and red lights. But by the time Jesus got there, the people had missed this rhythmic way of guiding green lights and red lights, and just as we have. The last night Jesus is with his boys, that last night he tells them, you've been with me now 3 years. You followed me. Now just keep following me. Just keep following my way. You know the way. I'm sending you a guide to help you. You know the way. And then Thomas says, we don't know the way. And I think what he's saying is, we know the rules, but we don't know the way. And then Jesus makes that heart-piercing declaration, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the light. Follow me. Just follow me. Follow my way. I heard a story about a guide in the Amazon, and he had some travelers with him, Americans, and they got turned around because they were trying to avoid some hostile natives, and they got lost. I mean, they got deep into the jungle, and they got to this point where they heard from some messengers that it was okay, that the hostile Indians had left. They started to look around how to get out, and one of the people in the group said, how are we ever going to find our way out of this? And the guy pulled out a machete, and he started hacking his way through the underbrush, and he said, I am the way. Just get on my back and follow me. I am the way. And that's what Jesus is saying to you. I'm the way. Follow me. Follow me. Follow my way. Isn't it a whole lot better? A whole lot easier? Wouldn't you like a whole lot more to follow Jesus than just follow some set of rules or directions as to how you're supposed to get from A to B? Let's talk more about this in the second half of the show. More Straight Ahead. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the second half of 721 Live. I'm Sam Hunter. We are talking about Jesus' promise that the Holy Spirit will guide you step by step as you walk through life with what I call green lights and red lights and yellow lights. He'll say, yes, go there. Yes, go do that. Or no, don't. Stop what you're doing. Or you better slow up and think about this a little bit. But wouldn't you rather follow someone like Jesus than to follow someone else's rules? Wouldn't you rather be guided and directed by Jesus' Holy Spirit within you than trying to follow a list of directions? I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, yes, there are rules, if you want to call them that, and there are commandments, yes, but they're given to protect us, not prohibit us. They're given not to restrain us, but to restore us. Jesus said, look, in Matthew 5, right away he wanted to be real clear. Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Jesus is saying, I've come to fill them out for you, to show you in 3D how to live them out. That's what Jesus is saying. I didn't come to abolish them. I've come to show you how to live them out. I've come to show you the way, because you've missed the essence of following me. You've missed the power available to you. The power that's inside you to guide you step by step. I'm telling you, you can have this. It's part of Jesus' plan. It's part of God's plan for you. He doesn't want you stumbling around in the darkness. He wants you to know Him and to know His way and to be able to live it seamlessly, fluidly. It's what Jesus is saying in Matthew 11, and the way Eugene Peterson translates this in his message, and you've heard me say it before. You'll hear it 1,000 more times because it's just so poetic. But it's such exactly what we're talking about. Jesus says, Matthew 11:28-30, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. That's the seamless. Guidance of the Holy Spirit as you walk through life. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. That's what Jesus is saying. I'll show you the way to live. I'll guide you personally through the Holy Spirit. I was in Paris once and I got lost. I had turned off the main thoroughfares and gotten into these really cool little back neighborhoods, and it was just wonderful and so really just so neat and French and all that. But then I realized I couldn't figure out how to get out of there, and I couldn't see any recognizable landmark. So I didn't know what to do. So I approached a young man, and I started asking him for directions, and he seemed to be a nice guy, and he started to tell me in his broken English. He was basically saying something like, go this way for 2 blocks, then turn left and go that way for 2 blocks, and then if you turn right, and then if you'll do this. And he was giving me all these directions, and then he stopped because he could see the worry and the frustration growing on my face. I wasn't going to be able to follow all those directions. And he could sense that. He could see my exasperation. There's no way I could follow all those directions. There were too many. So he finally just stopped and he smiled and he said, Sabah, just follow me and I'll show you the way. Oh, gosh, I cannot tell you the stress that just dropped off of me automatically. I wasn't going to have to try to figure out how to follow all those directions and those rules he was giving me. He said, no, just okay, take it easy. I'll show you the way. You see, Jesus can sense that in you too. He knows you're trying too hard to find the A-plus life when he's got it for you. He can see your frustration, your exasperation, your discouragement at trying to live the great Christian life. He says, just follow me. I'll show you the way. I've given you the power inside to help guide you. You can know it. You can have it. Day by day, you don't have to keep asking God his will. Oswald Chambers says something really interesting in his June 3rd devotion in My Utmost for His Highest. And it really caught my attention because he echoes what I'm talking about right now. He says, God instructs us in what we choose. That is, he actually guides our common sense. And here, listen to this. And when we yield his teachings and guidance, pay attention now, we no longer hinder his spirit by continually asking, now, Lord, what is your will? Now, did you catch that? Let me say it again. And when we yield his teachings and guidance, we no longer hinder his spirit. What? Hinder his spirit by continually asking, now, Lord, what is your will? If I were new to this, I would say, well, I don't understand what you're saying, Oswald, because you're putting some kind of a negative spin on me asking God for his will all the time. He says you're hindering his spirit within you. Well, and I think he's right. Because when you think about that word hinder, what words come to mind? Maybe to block, or to obstruct, or to get in the way of. We're getting in the way of the Holy Spirit, the movement, the rhythm of the Holy Spirit by continually asking, now, Lord, what is your will? Think about it this way. If you've got a child, 6-year-old, 8-year-old, 10-year-old, and you've given them a list of chores, or you've given them a list of responsibilities, and you've gone over it with them many more times than one time, do you really want them having to continually come back to you and say, do you still want me to do these? Am I still supposed to do this? What does this mean? What does this list look? What I don't? Is that what you want from your child? No. You want them to know what your will is. You want them to know where your heart is. What about if you've got teenagers? And you say, let's say you put the curfew at 11:30. Do you want them calling you every Friday night at 11 o'clock saying, is the curfew still 11:30? Is that still what you want? Or do you want them calling saying, do you still not want me to drink and drive? Do you still not want me to get into some kind of promiscuity with the other guy, with the other girl, with my date? Do you want that? Is that what you want from your teenager? How about if you have a grown child? Do you want that grown child calling you every day asking for directions, asking for help, asking for guidance? No, you do not. You want them to call from time to time and ask, but what kind of relationship would you have? What kind of job would you have done raising them? What would it say about their maturity level if they have to keep calling? God is saying, you don't have to keep asking me. The closer you grow to me, the more the Holy Spirit takes over, the less you've got to ask me. Jesus told his guys that last night, John 15:14, he says, you're my friends if you do what I command. And I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You don't have to keep asking. You know. The catch is, will you listen? And listen and adhere. Now, we'll talk about that in another couple of radio shows. But it's very clear you have been set free from living in a world of doubt about God's will. The light is on. You don't have to keep asking. It's there. You know, it reminds me of the movie Shawshank Redemption. How many of you saw Shawshank Redemption? Great, great movie. Well, towards the end, what is it that Morgan Freeman, working in the grocery store, keeps asking the manager? Do you remember this? He's working in the grocery store, and he keeps asking the manager, Can I go to the restroom, sir? Can I go to the restroom, sir? Every time he needs to go to the restroom, he asks the manager, can I go to the restroom? And the manager finally looks at him and says, you don't have to ask me that anymore. You're free now. You don't have to keep asking me. You're a free man. Well, Jesus tells us he's setting us free. God says it again through Paul in Galatians 5:1. It's for freedom that Christ sets you free. You're not bound to a world of confusion. The guidance is there. It is a promise. You can have it. And with the Holy Spirit guiding you, this power is already within you. But, let me throw a but in there so before we finish. We are getting in the way of that. If you're not experiencing that, if you're not experiencing it more and more every day, every week, looking back into your spiritual journey, if you're not seeing how much more clear it is to you that the Holy Spirit is guiding you, then you're getting in the way. See, the promise is we can know God's will. We can sense it as we step through life, day by day, step by step. That's the promise. The problem is we keep conforming to the pattern of this world. And therefore, we're not going to hear from God. We're not going to sense those guiding green lights and red lights and yellow lights. I mean, you know it. Familiar passage, Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Stop conforming to the pattern of this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you'll know God's will. That's what the promise is. It's right there. You'll know God's will. You'll know how good, pleasing, and perfect it is. And you'll know how clear it is. The promise is, yes, you can know, you can sense on a step-by-step basis God's will through green lights and red lights and yellow lights. The problem is we're getting in the way of it because we're conforming to the pattern of this world. And you will not hear God. This world certainly will not hear God. You will not as long as you keep conforming to the pattern of this world. Now, do I really need to elaborate on the pattern of this world? Do I need to spend a lot of time with that? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Busyness, TV, distracted, harried, rushed, travel squads with our children, TV, committees, boards that we serve on, TV, multitasking, and proud to be a multitasker, internet, Facebook, TV, I keep saying it because that is it, tweeting, oh come on, it's only common sense you're never going to hear from God with all that going on. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to know God's not going to compete with that. He's not going to shove and shout over all that nonsense, and that's exactly what it is. It's just nonsense, and it's getting in the way of this incredible, incredible promise that you can participate in the divine nature, that you can walk step by step, sensing God's will. Do you want that? Because I know you do. But I ask you right now, today, you listening, do you have that? And if you don't, you are getting in the way. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean you're a sinful person, more so than anybody else. It means you're getting in the way because you're allowing the culture of this world. You're conforming to the pattern of this world. You can have this promise. Now, the details in your own plan to stop conforming, that's going to be personal and that's going to be specific to you and your life. But the obvious start is to push back against all this rapid current of our culture and carve out some space in your head and in your heart to think and to ponder and to spend time with Jesus just listening. See, with the Holy Spirit guiding you into all truth, you've got that power. None of this herky-jerky life where I don't know what God wants for me. Always saying, what's God's will for me in this? What's God's will for me in that? What does He want me to do? How does He want me to do it? You don't live that way. He promises a seamless walking in rhythm with your Lord. That's the promise. And if you don't have it, if you're not experiencing this, you really might be hindering the free flow of the Spirit within you. It's available. It's attainable. And you know what? It's probably the most achievable gift you can get from the Lord. You can have it. And I got to tell you, the more you live it, the more you'll see how fabulous it is. It is really part of that A-plus life. To walk through life being guided step by step by the Holy Spirit. You'll sense it. You'll see it. It'll be part of your common sense choices. You won't be living in doubt. It won't be this herky-jerky stop and start and always wondering, always having to ask other people, do you think this is God's will? Do you think God wants me to do this? You'll know it. You'll know it. What a great promise. God wants you to have that. I want to have it for myself. I want you to have it. I challenge you today. Do you have it? Are you living the unforced rhythms of grace that Jesus said you can have? The unforced rhythms of grace. That's so beautiful. I'm Sam Hunter, and this is 721 Live. So long. God's peace to you. I hope to see you next Friday.